This is O Rose, Thou Art Sick, reading a new script by Von Scriptenstein for Gone Wild Audio. Listen, we need to talk. I understand that you're tired, but I need to tell you how I'm feeling today, and I need you to listen. Do you have any idea how disappointing this birthday was? This is the fifth year in a row since we have been married that you absolutely phoned my special day in. I get this one day a year, do you understand that? I take care of everything around here, and for one day, just one day, I need you to rise to the occasion. And every year... Baby, I'm tired of being nice about it. Every year, you fuck it up. No! No. No, sir. You will have your turn to talk. Right now, you are listening. Do you understand? This morning, I cooked breakfast. I got our baby ready for daycare. I went to work. I came home, cleaned the house. I played with our child. And then I get a text. A goddamn text from you telling me you're working late. I feed our child, bathe our child, and put our child to bed. And then, an hour after bedtime, you come strolling in, big smile, a big shit-eating smile on your face like you saved the fucking day. In your hands, it's a bag of McDonald's, some gas station roses, and a Snickers bar. Happy birthday to me? No, I don't think so. I'm tired, baby. Tired of going to bed feeling sad on my birthday every year. Throwing myself a goddamn pity party on my side of the bed. No, not this year. Not this year, baby. This year, you are going to step the fuck up. See? Now you want to apologize. But are you sorry that you fucked up? Or are you sorry that I'm calling your extra sorry ass out for it? See, there is a difference between feeling remorse and doing whatever you can to score a get-out-of-jail-free card. And I have learned very well how to tell the difference with you. So I don't want your apology. I don't want any of your promises on all the things you're going to do to try to be better. You have been trying to be better for way too fucking long. The try time is over. The only thing I want to hear from you right now is, baby, how can I make this up to you? Oh, that's good. I'm glad you asked me that question, baby. Because I already know exactly what you can do to make this up for me. For once in our marriage, I'm going to go to bed on my birthday with a big smile on my face. How are you going to put that smile on my face? How do you think? No. No, baby. Put that dick away. I did not come here for your dick tonight. This is not your birthday, is it? You did not do anything worthy of a reward. No. I can see I'm going to have to spell this out for you. Tonight, you are going to eat this pussy until I'm satisfied. Do you understand? You're gonna eat this pussy enough to make up for the 5 years of shitty birthdays. There's no get out of jail free this time, baby. You want out of jail with me? You will serve your fucking time between my legs. I'm sorry, did you just make a look of disgust at me? Do you think this is some kind of negotiation? Baby, there is no option B this time. I told you what you're doing tonight. So you either are eating my pussy or you're packing your fucking bags. Do I make myself clear? Honestly, how fucking dare you look at me that way? Are you for real right now? How many times have I put your shrimpy little dick in my mouth, and now you have the gall to act like my beautiful, perfect pussy is a chore for you? No, I'm not. I'm too mad at you right now. Fuck you for making me feel this like this. There. You're going nowhere when I'm sitting on you, are you? I am so fucking angry, baby. So fucking angry at the way you have ignored me and treated me like a problem for years. I have not been a problem for you, but I fucking can be. So here's the first thing that's gonna happen, baby. I'm gonna push these little panties to the side. There. Do you see my pussy? Look at it. That's right, baby. You look right at my pussy. This is your whole wide world. Do you understand? Now, you try making that look of disgust again when I put your whole world in front of you. That's good, baby. You keep looking at me. You're not looking at your phone now, are you? You're not looking for some fucking escape route. You're not looking at other women at your office who, by the way, do not fucking want you. No, you are looking at me now. Now, you're gonna say something nice about my pussy. Did I stutter? You heard what I fucking said. You're gonna look right at my beautiful pussy, and you're going to give it a compliment. And I want you to make me believe it. I want to know that you are in love with this pussy. You would die for this pussy. My pussy is the first thing you think about when you wake up, and the last thing you think about before you go to sleep. You can't move. Is your weak wifey holding you down? Where's your alpha male bullshit, baby? You want to be the breadwinner and show me you run this house? Then go ahead and show me. Baby, you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was having that decadent chocolate cheesecake after dinner? That cheesecake that I made for you because you told me it's your favorite? Do you remember telling me that if I keep eating like that, you're gonna have to spend money on new pants for me? I remember, baby. You know what? You're right. That cheesecake goes straight to my hips and my ass. Yeah, it does. And now, my big cheesecake ass is pinning your scrawny body to this bed. So to be honest with you, I relish every bite of that dessert I ever ate. Now, since wifey is just so heavy. Maybe you should be thinking of a really nice thing to say about my pussy. And maybe if I like it, I'll move. That's nice, baby. But I think you can do better. Am I not close enough? Let me scoot up a little closer. I want you to really see me. I want you to feel the heat coming off of me. Because I am horny, baby. I am horny in a way I don't think I have ever been. This is almost a desperate kind of horny. That's right. I am very wet. I bet you've never seen me like this before, have you? That's because you've never been able to turn me on this much. In fact, I... What's that? Oh, baby, now that's a compliment. You could tell you really meant it, too. This is so cute. You've never seen me like this, have you? I can't tell if you're scared or horny yourself. In a way, maybe part of this is my fault. I have kept a part of me hidden from you for a very long time, baby. Ever since I was young enough to understand my own body, I knew that what makes me feel good, like really good, was exactly what we're doing right now. Holding a sweet man down and taking what I need. I know. I've never talked to you like this before. I blame it on the way I was raised. I wanted to be a good housewife. I really did. But this side of me, it's always been there. This need. Do you understand? I'm so tired of holding back, baby. I know I'm a beautiful woman. I have a beautiful body. Nothing you say can alter how I view myself. You want to talk about me needing new pants? Sir, you will buy those new pants from me. And they will hug all these thighs and all this ass until they cannot hold me back anymore. And then you will buy me more new pants. You're going to complain about how much my bras cost? Baby, that's a small price to pay for this cleavage I put on display for you. And every night you're going to thank me for this body while you rest your head on one of my big, expensive tits. Do you understand? This body is a paradise. And it is about time you recognized that and showed your fucking appreciation. And that brings us right back to my birthday present, doesn't it? Look at how close my pussy is to your face, baby. It turns me on knowing what's about to happen. Unless you don't want it. Oh, your face, baby. Just a minute ago, you looked like you were gonna run for the hills when I suggested you eat your beautiful wife's pussy, and now you think I'm gonna take it away from you, and you look like you're about to cry. But that's marriage, baby. That's a unique kind of partnership. I am a queen, and a queen has willing subjects. If you treat me right, and keep treating me right, then I will take care of you. What did I say to you on our wedding night? Do you remember? I said, "You're all mine." You probably thought I was just being cute, but I meant it. even if I didn't know how to express it. If you want to stay with me, you are mine, and I will be satisfied when I want and how I want. And oh baby, you have no idea how often I want to be satisfied. How demanding I can be. In a way, you're meeting your whale wife tonight. I know it's a lot for you to take in. This is a big decision, baby. You have to want it. Do you want it, baby? Do you want this? Good boy. That is such a good boy. Use your tongue, baby. Don't be shy with me. I want it all. Yes, baby. I told you this was your whole world. My clit is hitting your nose. God, I wanted to fuck your cute little face since the moment I met you. Fuck, you love this. That's right. Wrap your arms around my thighs. Oh, fuck. Don't slow down. Don't slow down, baby. I'm not done. Oh, this is so good. So good, baby. I can't stop. I don't want to stop. Oh, fuck. I just want to use your face for a bit. I need it. You're all mine, baby. In it. Happy birthday. I'll get up a little so you can breathe. Are you okay? Yeah. Did you like that? I knew you would. I knew if we could just communicate that you would love everything. My sweet boy. Look so good covered in me. I love seeing you like this. Get up. Get up. No, 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 baby. Not yet. I told you already. You have to serve your time. And I need so much more.